And this is your news for the hour coming from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Tate Cervantes, and we're getting started right now. As major tech companies look to build data centers across the U.S., communities in Michigan's Thumb may soon face tough questions about electricity costs and infrastructure. These facilities use enormous amounts of power, and while companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta say they will cover their own energy needs, there are a few firm rules making sure that they do. In other states, especially in the mid-Atlantic, rapid data center growth has already driven electric bills much higher as local grids struggle to keep up. Now, with big tech scouting new locations, Thumb residents are wondering whether similar projects here could strain our power system and raise rates for local families and small businesses. Some tech companies claim that they will fund new power lines and upgrades tied to their facilities. But many of these agreements are confidential and hard for the public to verify. That lack of transparency leaves uncertainty about who really pays in the long run. If large data centers come to the Thumb, local leaders may have to balance new jobs and investment against the risk of higher electric bills for rural customers. And Michigan Democrats have introduced a set of bills called the Kids Over Clicks Package, aimed at reducing the risks children face on social media platforms. State Senator Kevin Hurdle said the legislation responds to widespread concerns from parents, noting that more than 90% of U.S. parents worry about their children's online safety. The proposed laws would impose new regulations on tech companies accused of designing addictive algorithms that fuel excessive screen use and expose minors to data collection and targeted advertising. The package would give parents expanded control over their children's digital experiences, including the ability to manage privacy settings, restrict online purchases, monitor social media activity, and set daily time limits. Another provision would block access to AI-driven chatbots for minors inside of Michigan. Supporters say the plan aims to strengthen data privacy and curb exploitative online practices that target young users. In Saginaw County will open its early voting center on Saturday, January 24th, ahead of the February 3rd special primary election for the 35th State Senate District, according to the county clerk's office. Early voting will be held at the Saginaw County Early Voting Center, 618 Cass Street, next to the courthouse. The center will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Sunday, February 1st, with extended hours until 7 p.m. on the Wednesday before Election Day. Voters who cast ballots early will be able to feed their ballots into a tabulator, though no results will be counted or released until 8 p.m. on Election Day. Residents may still request absentee ballots, but election officials recommend returning completed ballots in person to a clerk's office or drop box to avoid mail delays. Absentee ballots can also be submitted at a voter's polling location or at the early voting center, where voters will check in and insert their ballot into a tabulator. Additional election details are available through the Saginaw County Clerk's Office, and statewide voting information can be found inside of our article. There are several links to where they can be found. And Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall says the state has wasted billions of taxpayer dollars on poorly vetted earmarks and questionable projects. He is now pushing new laws to rein in what he calls a culture of waste. His Hall Ethics, Accountability, and Transparency Plan, or HEAT, targets state-funded grants by requiring greater public disclosure and oversight. Hall argues the changes are needed after past spending on unused or controversial projects. Two measures in the plan Public Acts 32 and 33 took effect on January 1st. They require lawmakers to attach their names to earmarks, identifying funding recipients, and explain how each project benefits the public. Proposed spending must be posted online for 45 days before a legislative vote, and recipients must repay the funds if they use them for a different purpose. Hall says the laws represent Michigan's most significant transparency reform in decades and passed with near unanimous support. Democrats say the reforms fall short because they do not include changes to the state's Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, and Senate President Pro Tem Jeremy Moss noted Michigan is only one of two states where the governor and legislator are exempt from FOIA requests, accusing Hall of avoiding scrutiny. Hall said FOIA reform will not happen this year, calling the system flawed, and added that other parts of his heat agenda remain stalled in the Senate. And we will be right back after this PSA with your weather here at the station, as well as your obituaries.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back. Here at the station, it is currently 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds coming out of the west still at 8 miles per hour, making it feel like an even colder negative 18. Stay warm out there, stay safe, and be careful. We do have one obituary for this hour. Harold K. Grimmel Jr., age 93 of Sebling, passed away Monday, January 19th, 2026, at Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care, under the care of Compassus Hospice. Harold was born in Sebling on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007, and he remarried to Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife, Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, and Larry, stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, Diane, and Marlene, as well as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be held on Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home, Incorporated in Sebling, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the funeral service will be Monday, January 26th, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church, the Endowment Fund, or the Harold and Lillian Grimmel Scholarship for a student in veterinary school at MSU. You can make checks payable to MSU, Grimmel Dairy Memorial Fund, A10922. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And that was your news, weather, and obituaries for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net for more weather, obituaries, and news at any time, anywhere.